Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Chen Xuan.
I'm Wang Ying.
Wishing Star Park, the World of Disney store and Blue Sky Boulevard at Shanghai Disney Resort reopened today. Many visitors turned up despite strict pandemic control protocols. So Wen Jing has more.
At 8 o'clock in the morning, Blue Sky Boulevard reopened. Visitors were required to show their health code, negative PCR test result within 72 hours, and pass a temperature check to enter. They also needed to scan the venue code of each place they entered. The World of Disney store opened 1 hour later. Some people were spotted with large shopping bags, but they were required to keep 1 meter apart from others while waiting to pay for their souvenirs.
I'm quite happy, as I haven't been here for a very long time. I bought souvenirs of Stella Lu and Lotso, as well as some zodiac pendants.
Although it rained in the morning, some people strolled around Wishing Star Park and posed for photographs with the huge Donald Duck.
The familiar feelings have come back. I'm looking forward to the end of the pandemic, and then I can meet with Disney friends. I might cry from happiness when Disneyland reopens.
Visitors must wear a mask at all times in the resort. Shanghai Disneyland, Disney Town, and its two hotels remain closed until further notice. Song Jing, Shanghai Live.
Small and medium-sized enterprises that rely on business in other provinces are still struggling to overcome regional blockades due to coronavirus protocols. Where is the solution? Sun Siqi has this story.
12 people at the small firm that manufactures Internet of Things sensors returned to work this month, but business is progressing slowly. In a regular year, engineer Ge Yue spent more than 200 days on business trips. His job is to oversee projects where the company's products are applied in Shandong, Xinjiang, and Ningxia. Current quarantine requirements make that difficult.
Project managers are pushing us to go over, but all we can do right now is give them remote guidance online.
This environmental tech company has run into the same problem. More than 70% of its operations are out of town. Now its employees can't even go to Suzhou, which is just a couple of hours away.
If I could go to the client and see what's going on, it'd really help us improve our designs.
And then there are logistics problems. Most of the smart industrial equipment makers' clients are in Southeast Asia and South America. Now their goods are backed up at the port along with many other firms. And increasing summer shipping prices and soaring demand has only made things worse.
We're waiting for a cabin space from the shipping company. We've already paid 70% in advance.
2 days ago, Zhejiang became the first province to relax its quarantine policy on travelers from Shanghai. Now travelers only have to self-monitor if they reside in a sub-district with zero community infections in the past 7 days. If your sub-district did have a community infection in the past week, Shanghai residents going to Zhejiang still need to quarantine for 7 days and self-monitor for an additional week. Sun Siqi, Shanghai Life.
The 19th Shangri-La Dialogue opened today in Singapore after 2 years suspension due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The meeting is mainly focused on security in the Asia-Pacific region. Lei Shuran has more.
The three-day summit will hold 7 plenary sessions, 2 ministerial roundtable meetings, and 3 simultaneous special sessions for delegates from more than 40 countries or regions to exchange views on regional and global security issues. Senior defense ministers from Southeast Asia and the wider Asia region, Europe, North America, and the Middle East are also expected to attend and speak at the dialogue. Chinese Defense Minister Wei Fenghe and U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met in person for the first time today. According to the agenda, Minister Wei will address a plenary session and is expected to introduce China's policy, principles, and actions on safeguarding true multilateralism, regional peace, and building a shared future for humanity. The Chinese and Japanese defense ministers will also hold talks during the meeting. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida will deliver a keynote speech. According to Japanese media, Kishida will stress the significance of bolstering cooperation on maritime security. In addition, South Korea, the U.S., and Japan will hold a trilateral defense ministers' meeting to exchange views on the recent situation on the Korean Peninsula. Lei Shuran, Shanghai Live.